This week on Inside the Pocket, I'm on OxyContin, so bear with my random babbling and slurred words as we get into what we've been up to this week. We're also going to be talking about week 14 of the NFL. Pretty sad that we're already that far into it, but that's where we're at. We're also going to be talking about our wild stories of the week, what we would do if we were president, some conspiracy theories, our shower thoughts, Austin has a movie idea, and we'll be doing a beer review. Let's go. Welcome to Inside the Pocket. We have a lot of things to go over this week. I, myself, had a pretty eventful week for our week in review, and I know you have a lot of things to talk about, and who I'm talking to now is Gavin.
Yeah, well, who are you? You never even told us who you were.
I'm Austin. I'm the guy who normally opens up at this point. I'm the one on drugs,
and you're already fucking up.
I'm not fucking up. I just, at this point, I would hope the listeners can tell by my voice.
Yeah, but you always need to introduce yourself to the new ones.
Well, the new ones can go ahead and listen back. If you're listening now, go back and listen to some others.
Yeah, because I actually just suggested it to a couple people. People have been spreading the word, so we appreciate it. To all our new and old listeners, thank you guys very much. What have you been up to this week, Austin?
Well, it all started off shitty. So, Monday morning, I wake up at about, I don't know, I'm working nights. So normally I'd wake up at like noon to get ready to go to work.
Normally you would?
For nights.
Oh, okay.
For nights. Yeah, so.
Normally we get up at like 4 or 5.
Yeah, I know, but for nights, like normally I'd wake up at noon, get ready and go to work. Well, I stayed up all night to get my sleep schedule flipped. And then I go to bed at about, I don't know, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. I hear a loud ass bang at about 6 in the morning. I'm like, fuck, what was that? Then I hear water. I get major concerns. So yeah. I get up out of bed.
Your apartment has already had water issues.
Yes. So I walk out into the kitchen and my sink fucking exploded. I don't know what went in it. I don't know why it happened. I don't know anything, but both my sinks were completely full of water and they were overfilling the sides. Not from coming out of my faucet, but up through the drains.
What the fuck?
There was black shit and gross shit. I was like, what the fuck?
The apartment's septic backed up or something?
No, it wasn't septic because it didn't smell like shit. It just was dirty water. Like, it didn't look like gross. There was some stuff in it, but it didn't. I don't think it was septic stuff. Hmm. I don't know what it was, but I took it upon myself to try and fix it. So I then went underneath and turned my water valve off underneath my sink. That made the water drain in my sink. It went back down. So then I took my PVC pipe that connects my sink under there because they're not using actual metal rods in the apartment. They're using PVC pipe. I took it apart and looked at it, and it did look like there was some residue clogging it. So I went to the store to fucking Lowe's and bought the same size PVC pipe and cut it down and just replaced all my PVC pipe. And now my sink works perfect.
So you just had some blockage.
Yeah, I just had blockage, I guess. I don't know.
But it's fucking weird. It backed up both your sinks, though.
It backed up the entire sink, and it made like a loudest.
Two of them.
Yeah. It made a loudest pop. I have no idea what the pop noise was. I never found anything that seemed broken.
That's wild.
Just, it looked like there was some backage.
Oh. Well, Thursday, I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Ooh.
And so I've been on OxyContin ever since then.
That explains the OxyContin.
Yeah, so been kind of in and out of it. I actually stayed up all night last night to fix my sleep schedule because I've been staying up grinding some Halo 3. It's been getting real. My shot's coming back. I'm actually getting accused of cheating again, so that's always
nice.
Nice little humble brag. No big deal. Kids think I got the auto shot. Had some sick ass games last night. I was actually watching One Piece.
Yeah.
And I was just goofing off in the big team playlist.
Right.
So it is crazy how big of a skill gap there is where you play hardcore and I'll go and get shit on and then I can go on big team and go like 42-2.
Right. Well, that's like casual and
ranked. Yeah. And just different things that people don't even realize you can do in the game until you play with like professional players and stuff like that. But But no, my teeth, my gums and stuff really haven't been that sore. I did have a sore throat, so I don't know if it was from like breathing through my mouth when they did the operation, or maybe they like fucked my mouth. It's just
You
I'm a
think somebody
little
fucked your
sore. I
mouth?
think I may have been fucked in the mouth while my wisdom teeth were getting taken out.
That sounds
They're
rough.
like, ah, he'll never remember this.
You think doctors do that? You think like if you ever
Yeah,
go under, they
doctors
just
have
like
been busted for that many a times.
really?
Like groping women when they're under and playing
Huh.
with dudes' little dicks and stuff when they're under. Maybe they're big dicks too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shout out to Biggie and Little Dick Energy. And then I'm officially a paid artist now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got my first payment for a piece of artwork that I did for somebody's album. And I'll be getting another payment here soon. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. Well, good for you. You're doing things.
And then might be traveling for work again. Sounding like probably at the beginning of the year, I'm going out to Maryland.
Maryland?
Yeah. So go out there for a couple weeks, take care of it. I know we got a lot of work for our company coming up. So I don't want to do tons of traveling, but there is a little 1 week job coming up in LA that I might have to go jump on.
Ooh, that'd be fun. We can go see a fucking Kings game or something while we're there. Or a
Yeah.
Lakers game.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. ERB is coming back to YouTube. They announced last week and they actually put up a video.
What is that?
Epic Rap Battles of
Oh,
History.
okay.
Those are coming back. They did a year hiatus and like kind of said they were done with it, but I guess the demand had come back and they did come back. And their very first one that they released in December before they do the rest next year was Mark Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk. And
Nice.
it was actually pretty interesting. So anybody hearing this and knows what Epic Rap Battles of History are, that's a pretty good way for them to start it off. It was pretty entertaining.
Or if you don't, go on YouTube, check it out. They're always pretty fucking hilarious. Those dudes are geniuses.
That they are. I also had an event happen to me on Friday that I wanted to talk about on here while I was at an Applebee's.
Okay.
So me and my girlfriend went to Applebee's to try out their Jolly $1 drinks. And they're like Jolly Rancher flavored drinks.
Okay.
By the way, they're garbage.
Oh, all right.
So they did them for Halloween and they were really good. But they tried to do it again for Christmas and they're fucking awful. It's the green Jolly Rancher and the cherry Jolly Rancher. And I was pretty excited because those are my two favorite Jolly Ranchers aside from the blue raspberry. So I was like, these should be pretty good. No, they tasted like dog shit. It's like vodka and Kool-Aid. That's it. They were gross. And
Well,
I'm talking
they're
about like the
$1
Kool-Aid.
drinks.
I know, but the zombie one was really good for
And
Halloween.
we used to go up there and get the $1 marks, and they weren't that bad. I mean, they're $1, so,
Right.
but.
And you can't complain, like you're saying, you can't complain a lot, but compared to the last one they did,
Yeah.
these are awful. The other one was really good. Like it was a good
Maybe it
drink.
was just the Applebee's you were at.
Same Applebee's. I went to the same Applebee's for both. But while I was at Applebee's, that's not the story I want to tell.
Okay, well, let's get to it.
There was a man there, a tall ginger man who works there. I've seen him there before. A girl comes into this establishment and walks over and starts talking to him. They then both walk outside and get into a vehicle that just so happened to be right outside our table's window. They get in the vehicle, never turn it on. I lift up the little like the curtain to the window to look at the truck, and I just see the dude in the truck. Can't see the girl. Homeboy got a blowjob right outside his work from some random girl. I'm assuming his girlfriend, right outside the Applebee's. Like it
And he
literally,
worked there?
yes, he was
So
working.
on break, this dude's just getting a blowski
Yeah,
for
literally a
break.
girl came in, walked over to him, talked to him. They went outside, and my girlfriend pointed out and said, they just got in that car and aren't. It hasn't started. No lights are on or anything. So I lift up the thing and I see him in the truck, but I don't see her. And then like a few minutes go by and I sure as shit see both of them walk in and homeboy's readjusting his belt, putting it back on into his pants. And I'm like, this dude literally on break at Applebee's just got a beeger in the parking lot, literally right across from the table he's serving.
That's a fucking power move.
That dude literally doesn't give a fuck if he gets like fired or not. That dude's living life.
Yeah, that's a good move. I respect it.
Yeah, I was a fan of
Was
it,
he
but I was.
serving you?
He wasn't serving me,
Oh.
but he was serving.
As soon as he came back, like to my table, if I would have saw that, I would have been like, how was your break? Did it blow? No.
Ah, I see what you did there. No, it was pretty funny. We were kind of
No, it
freaking out about it.
sucked.
Nice dick sucking puns. But yeah, that's pretty much all I did for the week. I just thought the big blowjob experience was pretty interesting.
So Applebee's, go there and have shitty drinks and watch dudes get blowjobs.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we took out of it.
Solid. Sounds like a good time. All right. Well, is that pretty much wrapping up your week?
That is wrapping up my week.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into week 14 of the NFL. We're going to start things off with the Jacksonville Jaguars versus Tennessee Titans on Thursday. Jacksonville. Jesus Christ.
They're falling apart.
No, they're not falling apart. They have been falling apart.
Well, they looked good against the Colts last week.
Yeah.
And
I don't think they looked good.
The defense did. They stopped a hot Indy offense scoring 29 points per game.
And they did, but their offense looked dog shit. It was one of those things, too, where they made up for one thing. They still couldn't get all the things. I mean, they got the win.
Right.
But they had 6 points.
Right.
Two field goals.
Right. Big one. But their defense did look like it was finally having a surgence, but that surgence definitely got demolished by the fucking Titans.
Yeah.
I mean, they came in guns ablaze, and whenever you got players like Derrick Henry tying NFL records with 99-yard touchdown runs.
Yeah, and this isn't, you know, Todd Gurley. This isn't Tyreek Hill, just right. Fast little dude. Let me tell you something. This is a 6'3", 247-pound monstrosity of a human being, and he didn't just break down there. He fucking threw other big motherfuckers to the ground, spun, and just blew his way down the field.
It was pretty much beast mode.
It was sheer beast mode. So, I mean, is he now going to take the mantle up? Beast mode 2.0?
We think he's just going to, like, become a power back? Because he ended up finishing that game, not only with the 99-yard touchdown run, but he finished with, I believe, 237 yards and 4 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, the dude had a monstrous game. He did have 4 touchdowns. Longest run, obviously, was the 99-yarder. He averaged 14 yards a carry with 17 attempts with a total of 238
yards. Oh, it was up by a yard.
Yeah.
Dude, I know it was close.
Dude's a fucking monster. But then you look at the other side of the field, Jacksonville just couldn't get anything going. 3 field goals, I believe it was.
Yep.
And, yeah, just all they're doing is kicking field goals right now.
They're real good at that.
So Cody Kessler has yet to score a touchdown.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything.
So
I think it was a poor... You can put in there that Kessler won a game and lost a game. Right now he's 50%, but Blake Bortles threw touchdowns.
Yeah.
He was getting points.
We want to see some touchdowns.
And that's what you want, Billy.
And not only that, I mean, Fournette these past couple games, too. I mean,
hasn't done anything.
Yeah. Football always fucking pisses me off towards the end of the year because I always start so strong in the beginning of the years. And then I always get the teams where players are either hurt, suspended, or they're doing so well that they just don't fucking play. You know, Kamara for the Saints is another one that hasn't done much for me recently. Even today, you know, the Saints ended up pulling away from Tampa Bay 28-14. But Kamara had kind of a subpar game compared to what he usually has. 51 yards, and then Ingram had 52 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, those are small games for them. Last year, you'd have games where both of them broke 120 yards and right. Multiple touchdowns.
Yeah. The Saints game today was pretty boring. They actually had a really subpar first half. They did not look like good things were going
to
come.
Yeah, it did take them a while to get things
but
clicking.
With the second half that kind of put them over the edge on top of the Bucs, it's probably not hard to get over on the Bucs, especially when Jameis Winston came out of the game after getting hurt.
Yeah.
So I would expect that game to be a fucking blowout, and it turned out to be really close until
but
like.
Didn't the Saints lose to the Bucs at the beginning of the year too?
I think they did.
Yeah.
I think that
and
is
so
who they lost to.
And it's a divisional game, so there's that added pressure. So I could see why it was kind of a little different than some of these other blowouts they'd have, but they were still able to get it done. Drew Brees is such a cocksucker. He
yeah,
needs
he
to
is.
Stop running these touchdowns.
I don't know. He's got like 3 or 4 this year.
It has a bunch.
Yeah, rushing touchdowns for the
Drew
old one.
Drew Brees, better scrambler than Michael Vick.
I think he has more rushing touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes whenever the debate for the MVP is up.
Yep, we'll see. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, they were able to pull it out by a field goal. Kansas City missed their field goal to win the game in regulation, but they were able to knock it down in overtime as the Kansas City Chiefs moved to 11-2 and the Baltimore Ravens fall to 7-6. That's a pretty dismal record for the number one defense in the league.
Yeah, and while in overtime, Lamar Jackson got hurt and RG3 came in to finish up that game.
Yeah, one thing I really like seeing out of Baltimore right now is the fact that they, and we talked about this, and they mentioned that they were going to be doing this, but they put, even without Flacco in the conversation, you got RG3 out there. And they, you have no idea which one of these quarterbacks is going to get the ball. Are they actually, they're lined up as wide receiver. They have all, I watched one play where literally like four people all cross through the backfield at the beginning of the game. And it's like, who the fuck has the ball?
Right. No, it's a tricky offense, offense that they're running. And it's kind of a first of its kind.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out and if they stick with it. If they're going to keep this idea of putting Lamar Jackson and RG3 in at wide receiver on plays. And what's going to be more interesting is whenever they start passing to each other. Like exactly. If they actually throw the ball to the quarterback afterwards. Because you know they're probably not doing the best of coverage on those who are going over. They're like, oh, he's probably going to run across the field for a handoff or a pitch off. Get ready for the other wide receivers. Prime time for them to throw to the quarterback.
Receiving quarterbacks.
Yeah, Andrew Luck had a catch last week.
So watch this. This is going to be the next step. We now are to the point where every quarterback has to be able to scramble. In the next 10 years, every quarterback is going to have to be a wide receiver too.
So quarterbacks are literally just going
to... And then all running backs will have to be good at throwing or something like that.
Yeah, it's or
like,
you could have somebody like Odell who's throwing 40-yard touchdowns. A fun stat. Odell Eli Manning, 40-yard touchdowns. Zero this season. Odell Beckham Jr. has 2 40-yard passing touchdowns.
Odell, I even said this too at one part. I was thinking RG3 was going to do it when they were 4th and 22 to lose the game in overtime. But some of these quarterbacks are just going to have to throw that ball up as high as they can and just sprint down the fucking field, try to catch it themselves.
That'd be funny to see somebody actually accomplish that.
Yeah.
Talking about Odell and Eli Manning, the Giants murdered the Redskins with a 40-26 score without Odell in the game. But Barkley is a god. Homeboy pulled off a 73-yard rushing touchdown like it was nobody's business.
Yeah, the dude is just a fucking beast. I know we talk about at the beginning of the year, you always hear all the hype in rookies, and occasionally you have the ones that really do blow up, and they're a great pickup. Everybody said Barkley was going to be this big stud this year.
It's really weird to see like two back-to-back years with Ezekiel Elliott last year and then now Saquon Barkley this year. It's like, are there really going to be two defining running backs two drafts in a row?
Yeah. Yes, there are.
Yes, there is.
And Henry even too. I mean, he's not having the year that Barkley is, but busted 99 yards. I think, like you said, he's that new beast mode. He's not the typical running back you're seeing right now. He's a true power back.
Right.
And it'll be cool to see some of these guys coming up. But yeah, Barkley, if you picked him up, you made the right call. Washington, they're dead. I mean, everybody on their team apparently is breaking their legs.
Yeah, they got 2 quarterbacks down with that.
Yeah, so sucks to suck. And even... we were looking at some of the injuries today, and it's the same thing as last year. Everybody is so focused on not hitting somebody in the head that they, why are we not talking about ACLs how many and... leg and shoulder injuries we're having now because of this?
Yeah. I'd rather be retarded than not be able to walk.
Exactly.
The Colts pull off a big win with T.Y. Hilton taking off the top of the Houston defense today with 199 receiving yards. No touchdown for him, sadly, but big game for the Colts after getting shut out last week by the Jacksonville Jaguars, who were last in the division. For them to beat the Houston Texans this week, who are first in their division, really doesn't show what's up with the Colts.
Yeah.
I mean, they're losing to the worst team and beating the best team.
Yeah, it's one of those things that every week is a new week and teams adjust and stuff like that. You know, it was one of those things where it was like the Lions lose to the Patriots, but they beat the Bears, but the Bears beat the Patriots. So who's really better than what team? And it all becomes this big fucking
situational. All football is talking about situations. In that Colts game, there was a pass thrown to the touchdown where Malik Hooker hit the receiver when he dove for the ball. And it turned out to be an interception by Clayton Gathers when Malik Hooker hit the receiver. However, they called a penalty on the play and said that it was hitting of a defenseless receiver. It really did not look like that Malik Hooker could have done anything different to do anything for the play. What are you supposed to let him catch the ball and go in the touchdown?
Yeah, literally he was at the goal line. The guy was going down, so he kind of lowered his head and stuck his shoulder out. Their helmets collided, but he by no means was maliciously leading with the helmet. He was doing whatever he could to keep that guy. He was lowering his body. He couldn't have just pushed him.
No.
Because the guy was already low coming into the end
zone.
He
was diving.
So he dove down too, so the force of his body would keep him from crossing the plane. But it's another one of these things. It sucks so bad when we got these rules that are situational.
Right.
Every ref is going to see things different. And all you can hope for is to see some consistency. But even if it is consistent, it sucks when something that clearly
shouldn't
was
be
not
what it,
an
yeah.
issue turns. And then the next play, they run it in for the touchdown.
Right.
Now, Colts did win. But, you know, like you even said, if the Colts would have lost by less than a touchdown today, we'd be sitting here saying, you know, that play
is
costed them
yeah.
the game.
Exactly. And, yeah, I just wanted to put in there. Also, Eric Ebron getting back into form, scoring another touchdown and having multiple big catches in the game. Eric Ebron, I think, is the tight end of the year, leading the league with touchdowns. I believe he has 12 touchdowns right now, which is top-notch shit. And the Colts ended up winning that one 24-21.
Nice. Well, as we were just talking about big plays deciding games, Miami upsets the Patriots
Holy
today with
shit.
An amazing lateral play towards the end. Kenyon Drake does just this crazy. There's a few laterals that go on, comes to Drake, and it looks like he's getting ready to lateral it, and he's just kind of stringing it out, and all of a sudden he just cuts for a clear lane to the touchdown.
Yeah, you could see everybody stutter step when he put his hand out. He put his hand out for that lateral and everybody went to go readjust, and that gave him just the perfect opportunity to shoot through a gap, and he took it, and he ended up taking it for like
another 20
yeah,
yards.
It was a 70 yard touchdown, but he got the ball right around the 50 to their 40, the opposing team's 40, so about yeah. a 40 yard touchdown he was able to run in himself. It was a to beat the Patriots by 1 point, which they always say the Patriots suck whenever they go down to Miami to play. However, the Patriots pretty much did beat them the whole game. Like, it was a close game, but the Patriots definitely were showing more prowess and, like, maturity. And they just happened to get busted by a miracle.
Yeah, Miami did, you know, in the first quarter, Miami was beating them 7-6. But then, like you said, in the second quarter, New England came back 21 points to their 14, and then Miami just from there kind of carried it out and did what they had to do to pick it up in the end. It's one of those plays that you don't see happen very often, similar to the pull on the goalie in a hockey game.
Right.
It's one of those things when you see it, it's just such
a hype
moment. You
see it fail more than you see it succeed. Like earlier this year when the Falcons tried to do a big lateral play and it fell short, and then Tampa Bay did one that fell short. You always see him fall short or end up being a turnover going worst case. For you to finally see it work out and be amazing, that's why you see teams attempt it.
Yeah. Green Bay pretty much handled the Falcons today.
Yeah.
Still on that. Atlanta just needs to lose the rest of their games, get us a nice draft pick.
Julio Jones has officially broken his no TD spell, though.
Yeah.
He got two in a game.
Yeah.
This is the first one he's got this season.
Yeah,
seemed to be the only shining spot of that Falcons offense today.
And how come all of a sudden, now that Julio can score touchdowns, we can't win games?
That is odd. That is a weird
coincidence. One of those things that maybe I should have watched what I wish for, because now Julio's scoring touchdowns, but we're not getting the W's. I'd rather have won games and Julio not get touchdowns, but you would think that having somebody like Julio doing what he's doing now would transpire into some wins.
Right.
But it certainly is not. So Green Bay picks up their first win after the firing of Mike McCarthy.
Yep.
And we'll just have to see where they go from there. However, Green Bay, after that win, that puts them at 5-7-1. You know who else 5-7-1 after today? The Cleveland Browns, who beat the Carolina Panthers 26-20.
How sad are Carolina fans?
I mean, they're approaching the same boat that we are in the Falcons. That division is just sitting there like, yep, Saints got it. Let's just do what we got to do to
survive the season.
Yeah, I want the Falcons to be last here. Right now, it's a race to the bottom between Tampa Bay, Carolina, and Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a tank bowl over there.
Exactly.
Which, while we're like in the same boat in my AFC South with the Texans, Titans, Colts, and Jaguars, but the Colts and the Texans right now are the top two, probably. I would favor the Colts over the Titans or the Jaguars, even though we just lost.
I would definitely say right now it would go Jacksonville, Tennessee, Indy, Houston.
From 4-1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think right now, based on what Houston's been doing as a whole, they're still a little bit up there, but I could definitely, I mean, you saw it today, Indy beat them.
Right.
Indy could easily get out there, but when you look at their season as a whole, I feel like Houston has been playing better.
Yes.
But no, that I feel like your division is basically between Indy and Houston. Right now in my division, Saints all the way.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Hands down. So that I believe that covers all the games. Oh, we got one more. The Jets and Buffalo had a very more exciting game than their last one. Yeah, the last time they played, Buffalo just destroyed the Jets. It was like 51-3.
Yeah.
It was just some ridiculous score. But they actually had a very close game, and the Jets were able to beat the Buffalo Bills this time 27-23. Darnold leads them to their win. A showdown of the rookies again.
Yep.
Sam Darnold actually made some impressive plays. I know he's had a shit ton of interceptions this year, but he actually looked pretty good. We saw a few passes today, one of them to Robbie Anderson in the touchdown.
That was a big scramble where he was running around and then dimed it right to him in the end zone, right past the defender.
Yeah, it was one of those plays that I said, like, that's one of those throws that, yeah, it worked out, so it looks great, but that easily could have been intercepted.
Yeah.
And so, but no, he did what he had to do to get it right in there. And that's one of those things, too. You look at a quarterback that regularly makes plays like that. Like, if Andrew Luck threw that, you're like, okay, cool. But Sam Darnold doesn't. It's like, yeah, but bro, look at all the when a guy that has shown he knows what he's doing does it, you're like, that guy's good. He knows what he's doing. When a guy that has shown he doesn't know what he's doing does that,
he gets
you're
highlighted.
Like, nice job, but fuck. Don't take those risks until you show us that you can do this all the time. Because most of the time, more often than not, that's going to be an interception than a touchdown.
Yeah, and talking about like wild passes, Patrick Mahomes, two wild passes today. One where he didn't even look at the receiver and slung it across his body to the left side of the field. And then again when he was scrambling to the right side of the field and just threw a deep bomb to Tyreek Hill in the center of the field with defenders all around.
He ended up picking up
20
yards after that.
Yeah, what the fuck is it? What kind of dream shit is on the Chiefs right now? He doesn't even have to play quarterback. He's just got to throw the ball in the air and someone's going to catch it.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes right now throwing touchdowns is like Steph Curry shooting a three. He just throws it up because it's going to go in.
Yeah, that's all
he's
literally
doing
right
just
now.
Throws the ball. He's like, oh, Hill's open. He'll get there.
Yeah, I can throw it anywhere on the field. Hill will catch up to it.
Yeah, it's just like Steph Curry can shoot the ball from anywhere on the fucking court. It's probably going to fucking go in.
Yeah.
So that pretty much wraps up where we were at with the NFL games that we've gotten to see so far today. The Blues actually got a shutout the other night against the Winnipeg Jets, which we very seldom are able to beat those guys because they're so fucking fast. We won 1-0. Jake Allen got the shutout. He is now third all-time in shutouts for the Blues.
Oh, congratulations.
But then we get shit stomped today.
Yeah, 5-0 the last time I looked. There may be a few more scores now, but shitty performance. Like always, we're so inconsistent. We shut a team out, then the next game we let out 5 goals.
Yeah.
We can't decide what we want to be. Are we a defensive team that gets a few goals, or are we going to be an offensive team that scores a bunch?
Yeah. Sunday when we're recording this, Kyrou actually picked up a goal in the third period, but not really doing anything as Vancouver was able to score 6 on us total.
Oh, nice.
And so the Blues shit show just continues to roll along. Dismantle.
Yeah, that's what I said. Get rid of everyone.
We've been saying it for weeks now. It's time to just tear the team down and start fresh.
There's maybe three, five players you keep. I think you just completely tear that team apart.
Yep.
Especially with what's happening right now. Seattle is getting an NHL team.
Yes.
They've been the 32nd team added to the league, and they will start in 2020, I believe, or 2021. One of those years, I can't remember which one it is, but while that team's assembling, fuck it, let the Blues do the same thing. They can take all the players we're getting rid of.
Yeah,
let them be their own team.
The Blues should just give Seattle their team and be like, can we just pick a new team now?
Yeah, I actually wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah,
just transfer them here, take them, we're just gonna rebuild,
pick a new team.
What team name would you like to see Seattle get?
I don't know.
I was thinking something like
the Seattle Storm.
Seattle Storm's not
That'd
bad.
Actually be a really
It'd
good one.
It'd actually go with the Seattle Supersonics because a sonic storm.
Yeah.
So that would still kind of make sense. I was going to go with like something to deal with space because they have the Space Needle.
Yeah.
I didn't know what would go with it perfect, but I wanted to do like their logo as the Space Needle. I think that'd be a cool looking logo on a jersey.
Seattle Satellites.
Seattle Satellites. That's not a bad one. That's not bad. I like that. But yeah, so congrats to Seattle. I believe they're...
Or you could just call them the Seattle Lights.
Seattle Lights?
They'd be called the Lights. You got the Vegas Knights, the Seattle Lights. And then when you say it, kind of sounds like satellite. Seattle Light.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Oh, yeah. A little play on words there. I actually like that a lot. Hopefully, and they're just all white jerseys.
Yeah.
Just pure white. That would be a real fucked up hockey team, actually. Just all white jerseys on the ice.
Just pure white?
Just pure white. White pants, socks, helmet, jersey. That's it.
Shoot, I don't think that would be allowed.
You don't think so?
Not in 2018.
You don't think they do like a black outline on their names and numbers, but everything else is just pure white?
Well, maybe, but if you just have a bunch of guys out there in masks and all white clothing.
I'm not saying masks. Who's going to be in masks? Just the goalie.
They all wear helmets and the goalie wears a mask.
Yeah, they're just all white. Make their home ones white and their away ones black.
You're not allowed to have anything all white anymore.
Okay, well.
It's a shame, I know. But
it's real upsetting.
It's just the world we live in. Also in 2020, St. Louis has been announced that it will be the first team we're getting football back.
Yeah, I saw
XFL
this.
XFL will be coming, and he announced 7 other teams that will be in it also. So I guess it will be 8 teams originally.
Yeah.
So it'll be an original 8. St. Louis will be one of them. I'm all in on it.
Football
back here. I'm going to be in on it. We're going to be talking XFL. We're going to dive deep into this. Hell, maybe we can be some of the first people to get into some of this XFL shit.
That'd be cool.
Get some guests on here. Talk about it. Fuck, maybe we'll talk to Vince McMahon. Get him on the show.
That'd be nice. Yeah. I would definitely give us a little bump in the shit. A
little crowdfunding.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up what I had for sports. Is there anything else that you wanted to get into?
Nope, I'm pretty much wrapped up.
All right. Well, now that we've wrapped up that sports section, let's go ahead and get into some segments, starting off with our wow story of the week.
Wow.
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 All right, Austin, what's your wow story of the week this week?
A U.S. teacher is facing criminal charges after footage was shown of her forcefully cutting a student's hair while singing the national anthem incorrectly. Teacher made a student come to the front of the class and sit down, and she started singing, "Oh, say, can you see?" and then started just chopping away at this kid's hair.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Like, and the kid is not wanting it, and she's like, "You sit down!" and, like, keeps cutting
Why
his hair.
Why is she cutting his hair?
Just cause. That's why she's facing charges. She was released on a $100,000 bail.
Holy fuck.
Later that Friday.
Must have been a fucked up haircut.
But she also threatened another child in the class that she was going
to
do.
Like, I'm going
to
cut your hair next.
Yes. She could face up to 3 years in prison whenever the charges do come fully in. And she goes to court for 6 charges, including child cruelty and battery. And threaten of, like, conspiracy to murder because she, like, was holding scissors to a kid saying, "You sit down." And she just decided, I don't know if she's just super American. I don't know what that, to cut someone's hair while screaming the Star Spangled Banner.
And she sang it wrong?
Yes.
How do we know if she sang it wrong?
That's what it was reported, that she was saying the verses incorrectly.
Do you think
there's footage of it?
Oh, it's on film.
Yes.
They got these classrooms just being fully recorded with audio.
I'm sure a student recorded it, like, on a cell
gotcha,
phone.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
Well, how old were the kids?
High school student.
Oh, okay.
So they're in high school.
Yo, if I was in high school, no teacher's gonna sit me down and cut my fucking hair.
No, I'm pretty sure I'd just fuck that teacher up.
Yeah, fuck that.
There'd be a very, especially if somebody I know is videotaping, I'm like, "You're seeing this shit?" As soon as she clipped once, I'd be turning around and knocking her.
Yeah, that'd be assault, defense.
Yeah.
I mean, she's charged with battery, so
yeah.
Clearly they could have been able to defend themselves.
Holding the scissors above her head, yelling next before threatening to cut a female student's hair.
Now, was she giving her a mullet? Because that's pretty American.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of cut she was giving. But she was definitely cutting kids' hairs, and she's definitely probably going to go to jail. Because you probably can't do... I can't go out in public with a pair of scissors and start screaming the Star Spangled Banner and expect people to let me cut their hair. That's not normal behavior.
It sounds like this bitch had a full-on breakdown.
Oh, yeah. And I wouldn't even say it's like drugs. That sounds like brain snappage in your brain, and you've just lost it. And that's what you want to do. You want to be a terrifying barber.
I think this goes back to she got a really bad haircut when she was younger, getting ready for 4th of July, and now she's just traumatized by it. So it was like...
Bad haircut, something like triggered her
PTSD, and she's just like... Gets all patriotic, but wants to butcher people's hair.
Huh. But yeah, I thought the craziest part of the story is that she was released on the $100,000
bail. So somebody paid $100,000.
Somebody paid $100,000 to get her out of jail before she goes like to a court date to face prison.
It's fucking wild.
So, homeboy, like the girl, must have somebody with some money in her life.
Yeah, or the school got her out to try to get her into
the school would get her out. She threatened students. You think that school wants her around there?
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I don't know.
She's fired. Lost her job.
Yeah, so she doesn't even work there anymore.
So, yeah, forcefully cutting children's hair during class while singing the Star Spangled Banner, went to jail, got released because somebody paid $100,000 to get her out.
Everything about this story doesn't make sense.
It's wild from beginning to end, and I'm looking forward to finding out what happens. And I also can't wait to hear what she says, like, at court.
Yeah.
Like since there's a video, how are you going to deny that? How are you going to, like, talk?
She's just going to be, I thought this was America. It's her only defense.
That would actually be a good play. Yeah. I thought this was America.
Oh, well, she's not wrong. Free to go.
There you go. Well, she got us in a knot.
She is not wrong.
We are the land of the free. You know what? You can cut people's hair.
All right. Well, you know what else you could do in the land of the free?
What is that?
Shove Oreos up your butt and run around naked.
That doesn't sound appetizing or pleasing at all.
Well, administrators at an Illinois high school suspended 10 football players for stripping naked and running across the field with Oreo cookies between their butt cheeks last month. Dubbed the Oreo Run, the streaking incident.
Oh, my God. This is from a show.
Yep. The Oreo Run was voluntary and not related to hazing, according to Byron High School officials who reportedly interviewed almost 30 players and all of the coaches. According to a letter to the parents obtained by the paper, the incident happened on October 26th, but school officials did not learn about it until November 8th. Parents were called in the next day. It's unclear if the students were suspended from class. The report was promptly relayed to me, and I immediately directed that an investigation take place, volunteer assistant Sean Constantine said. They interviewed all 9 football coaches. They also interviewed nearly 30 members of the varsity football team, many in presence of one or more parent. They also assessed and examined footage from various security cameras near the stadium. The 3 games that the players missed included the Class 3A state championship game, which Byron lost 24-20. And it was the team's only loss that season.
Still close game.
So, yeah, still close game. Good for those backups.
But they took this straight from Blue Mountain State.
Did they do that in that show?
Yeah, they do that in the first season.
What's the point of running with the Oreos up the butt?
They don't put it in their ass. They put it between their ass cheeks. So, in Blue Mountain State, what it is there's a new running back on campus. And he's, like, really good. But the running back who was there is like, I'm not losing my starting job. I'm the running back here. And they go, oh, yeah, well, how about we do a race? And he goes, fine, we'll do a race. And he goes, but we're going to do it with my rules. And he goes, what are your rules? And he goes, we're going to take these Oreos. We're going to shove them between our ass crack. You got to run the 40-yard dash. And if the Oreo falls out, you lose immediately. So you have to put an Oreo between your ass cheeks and run a 40-yard dash and keep it in your ass cheek, beat the other guy, and not drop the cookie.
Then eat the cookie.
Yeah, I think they do. You have to eat it if you drop it. And I think you have to eat the winner's cookie.
That's a yikes. That's a no for me, dog.
So, yeah, that's straight from Blue Mountain State.
Well, it ended up getting like 10 of these players suspended. They probably would have won state with as close as that was.
Oh, yeah.
All over some Oreo butt cookies.
That they took from a fucking canceled TV show.
Yeah, that's what you get for being unoriginal.
That's dumb. That's silly. That's fucking...
Of course a school in Illinois would do this.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
If this would have happened where we grew up, they would have been like, you guys are wild.
Yeah, and also nobody would have reported it.
Yeah.
If it happened where we were. I'm pretty sure if I would have done that, they'd just be like, oh, that's
like
weird.
If they just did this on the football... I mean, they didn't fucking do anything. Like,
no, they...
Or do you think there was just a nerd on the team? Or maybe one of the kids that was supposed to be a starter lost his job and they did this and he's like, I'm just going to report him and then they'll get fucking suspended and I'll be able to play in the state game.
And then they lose.
And then they lost because he sucks and he shouldn't have been the starter.
Man, what a heartbreaking story. I wish they would have won still so those kids would have been like,
yeah,
wow, they didn't even need us.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't need us.
Maybe but now they get to kind of say, huh, kind of sucks that you guys suspended us for putting our delicious treats in our
butt
asses. We were just trying to have a good old time, yeah, and y'all ruined it, and now we're not state champions.
You know everybody's eating ass nowadays, so we were just putting a little treat up there for them.
Yeah, so whenever somebody, you know, wants to get up in there, these high school girls...
Get a nice little America's Favorite Sandwich cookie.
Yeah. Fucking sprinkle some milk on it when they're done, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, that'd be some good shit. Ass Oreo cookies.
Damn.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump into our next segment, which is going to be what we would do if we were president of the United States.
If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president.
If you were the leader of this great nation, Gavin, what is it that you would do with your highest power?
All right, so virtual reality is becoming more popular and advanced, and I feel like we should create a form of this VR for people who are either para or quadriplegics or in vegetated states and create a world for them that they can go into where they can just live normal lives again.
So kind of like what the guy did in the Avatar.
Exactly.
But what if they turn on us and kill the human race?
Well, their bodies literally can't do it.
And since it's virtual reality, like, so it's going to be kind of like
a... It's just a world for them. It's like a video game for them.
Is it kind of like Black Mirror? Like the girl in Black Mirror? She's the quadriplegic her whole life and she goes to Sanatona or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she can... Yeah, exactly.
She lives normal life
like
in
that.
There.
And so in Black Mirror, if you haven't seen it, there's an episode where... When people die, they can have their memories uploaded to this virtual reality thing where they can just live out their life as basically data. They're like a downloaded version of themselves. And it turns out one of these people that this girl meets in the VR area, they go to meet in real life, and it turns out she's a vegetable and can't do anything. And I feel like we should find a way to do that now because, you know, a lot of times they say those people that are in that vegetated state are trapped in their own mind.
Yeah.
They can still hear, think, feel,
smell.
Don't they
say that about people with, the autism? Don't they say there's a lot of people with autism who,
yeah,
like,
that still
don't
function
even,
normally
yeah,
in
they,
their brain, but they can't talk or do anything like that. There was one girl, they actually gave her a laptop and she could type. She could type and talk normal. She was nonverbal, but when they gave her a laptop, they turned on the voice, typed a voice, like Stephen Hawking had or whatever, and she could type stuff out and she would talk perfectly normal. She goes, these are my, I'm just like you. I hear the things you say to me. I understand what you're saying, but my body and mind just doesn't let me react.
Huh.
And so I feel like we create a VR system to help those people out.
Now, doesn't VR normally go like based off motion?
Yeah, but there's different ones that different amounts of, you know, there's like PlayStation VR where you have the controllers or stuff like Oculus where you just put it on. You don't really need that much. But with as advanced as it's becoming, I feel like there would be a way that you could put it in there
and like
basically
emulate.
Just think about what you're doing.
That would be actually awesome for people who also aren't like disabled.
It would be
but
like
you could
Sword
like just
Art
sit
Online.
On the you could just sit on the couch, but like be playing Madden, but you're actually a wide receiver and you don't have to lift your arms and do stuff. You can just think about doing it and you do it.
Yeah, be a pro mode. You literally are just a football player.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Do you think that, so if VR does get big, do you think there's like ever going to be like a VR league? Like a football league of professional VR players?
Oh, I don't know.
Compared to like real football players?
Maybe.
For like people who have like really big football IQ, but they don't have the genetic gifts. Physical
abilities.
Yeah.
No, it could certainly be possible. I mean, look how big Madden is right now.
Right.
It'd be like that.
Next step shit.
Yeah. What about yours?
Well, what I would do if I was president is that I would extend my power beyond presidency.
Oh, all right.
I would just do anything I wanted because this segment is getting way too hard and I'm lazy as shit and I'm tired of thinking about stuff that I would only do for this country because this is America and we help out the entire world. True. So from now on, all my shit for if I were president.
Basically both of ours.
Yeah, both of us. If we were president, is just going to be say we're doing stuff to help the world.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff we come up with, a president probably couldn't do. But if we were president, we would be able to do it. Right. So,
because I would make sure that I could. I would go in there and be like, oh, by the way, this whole, like, other people signing bills and shit. Nope. Nah. I'm not going to be a dictator. You can still vote me in or out, and I will use other people's votes in consideration. But I'm not going to break it down to state political people. I'm going to break it down to everyone.
And for the sake of this hypothetical podcast, I need to be able to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, absolutely. I just need to be able to do anything I want.
Yeah, and people will totally be cool with that, because if I were president, they would be cool with that.
Yeah, because they voted you in.
And that's the power of our segments.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and jump into the next one, which is going to be our conspiracy theories. All right, Austin, why don't you tell us what kind of strange theory you have for us?
My theory is actually one that I came up with my own, and I think the direct pussification of sports directly correlates with how we're getting so soft as a society. So, like, the more you see people getting offended and upset, the softer you're seeing sports get as well.
Okay.
So, like, now that everyone's like, oh, I'm offended, we should worry about things, NFL is now, like, cracking down on hitting hard. Hockey is stopping fights more.
So the PC culture is also spreading to the physicality of sports? Yes,
it's spreading to physicality. Same with baseball. What sports used to be were rugged. Like, baseball, there was not nearly as many home runs. Like, a person hitting 40 home runs was a huge deal back in the day, because not many people could do it. You're having, like, 30, 40 players in the MLB do that now, like, consistently every year. That wasn't a thing. Back then, there was good defense, and shit was harder. Now that they're juicing up balls and making it easier for it to go out of the park, they're getting rid of a lot of, like, the grittiness to baseball. Not as much running, not as much shit that people on the field. Well,
and also, like you said, because they're almost catering to that millennial thing where everybody wants, you know,
everybody wins.
We'll give you the points. Everybody's going to get the points, blah, blah, blah. It's making it harder for the defenses in all sports.
Yeah. And in hockey.
Goalie pads, shrinking.
Yeah.
Football, defense can barely do anything. Basketball, you can't even fucking breathe on a guy. Baseball, you can't truck the catcher anymore. You
yep.
can't. They're make like you said, the balls are easier to hit. The bats are loaded.
Yeah, everything. The more the PC culture happens, the more you're seeing it directly correlate with sports. Like, every year where you're like, man, everybody's getting offended, there's more bullshit calls in the NFL from safety violations. There's less fights in the NHL when more people are offended and complaining. There's more home runs in baseball when people are bitching and complaining. But back in the day, it was grit. You fought, you got hit, you knew what you were doing, you were playing the sport how it was meant to be, and that's how life should be. If somebody says something to you you don't like, you either deal with it or solve it yourself. You don't go and complain and hope somebody else tells them to be quiet. Fight your own battles and do your own shit.
You know, it's wild. You look at how the Civil War was fought over slavery and things like that. The second one's going to be fought over, like, we're done taking shit from you pussies.
That's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bunch of people.
It's going to be fairly one-sided.
Yeah, it's going to be a group of people who say, we don't want to fight, and the other half that says, tough, we're going to kill all of you.
Yeah, but the thing is, they do want to fight.
They don't want to physically fight. They just want to yell at you.
Yeah, But then that's what I'm saying. Then eventually it's going to come down to where we're done fucking with the yelling and shit like that, which is just like you said, a lot of people say, you want to know the reason that, you know, I don't care one way or the other. But when Donald Trump got elected, there were a lot of Democratic people that were like, you want to know why he got elected? Because you guys just resort to freaking out on people and name calling and bitching and moaning instead of just working towards what you want.
Right. You want it handed to you.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening in sports. The more people in life are getting things handed to them, it's happening in sports. You're seeing huge, like, yards per game, points per game, defenses getting shit on. Then when a defense does make a good play, it gets called back or there's a penalty and it lets the offense go again. And that's kind of what they're doing in real life. They're like, because the more the offense bitches, the more they get shit. The more the PC culture bitches, they get shit. And they get offended, and they get to be offended because everyone's allowed to be upset about something. When back in the day it was, don't worry about it. Deal with your own problems. Nobody gives a shit. But apparently now everybody gives a shit about problems.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking annoying. So yeah, my conspiracy theory is the direct correlation between sports getting softer and PC culture and people getting offended. They're directly related.
Nice. Mine involves The Simpsons.
Okay, yours is a little different.
The Simpsons are credited with predicting some really big events throughout history, including 9/11 and Donald Trump becoming president. But what if they aren't actually predicting the future? What if the Illuminati runs The Simpsons and they put all this stuff into the cartoon so we get used to seeing it? We've already heard this. We've seen the scenario play out, and then it does, so it doesn't even seem that shocking to us that it happened, because we've already seen it.
Because we've seen it. We've heard the story.
Yeah, or the Illuminati is just taking their ideas.
Running it through the Simpsons.
From The Simpsons, or maybe The Simpsons writers are just putting these scenarios out there, and then people in real life are like, oh, let's take that scenario from The Simpsons and use it. That's a pretty good idea.
Damn.
So they're not actually predicting things. It's they are just writing
their
show.
Copyright.
Yes, the real life people are copying off The Simpsons, or The Simpsons is being used to basically pre-program our minds to situations that are about to happen.
Oh, shit. That's a wild take on that, actually.
Yeah.
Did you think of that or did you find that?
Came up on it myself.
That's a good one.
I was looking up shower thoughts for our next segment, and there was one about it, and it basically just said, like, what if The Simpsons don't predict everything? What if people just do things that happen on The Simpsons? And that's where I took that, but I also said, you know, what if they control The Simpsons and they're putting this out there ahead of time? They aren't really predicting it. The writers know that this is going to happen. They're just getting that idea in your head. Just like I think there will be a zombie apocalypse one day because they put all these zombie shows and movies out there to where we're like, yeah, this could never fucking happen. So then when it does, nobody will believe anybody. That's what I mean. If there's ever actually a zombie apocalypse, it will take over the fucking world
because
nobody will believe it until it's too late.
Yeah.
Nobody will take it seriously.
Hmm.
And that's why any big supernatural stuff like that, the reason that I think it would destroy so much is that we've put it so much into our minds as fictional supernatural stuff that if it actually happened, you wouldn't get people to take you seriously enough in
time. That's just like how they talk about like Jesus coming back. Do you know what would happen if he did? We would probably kill him.
Yeah, if a guy came back and was like, I'm Jesus, blah, 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 you would get people that would try to kill him. And nobody would believe him.
Nobody would believe
him. Like, you're crazy.
Like, if I went to a church right now and was like, no, I believe solely that I am the reincarnation. I'm here to save people.
My father's telling me this right now.
People would be like, oh, you're schizophrenic. Let's put you in a home. Oh, you're a crazy person. Let's do this. Oh, no, let's go get rid of this person.
God.
Yeah, that's what would happen. So, really, they're not preparing anyone for anything. They're just, it's there is just to control people.
So, that's what I think. Simpsons is a tool to pre-program our minds so the Illuminati can do their shit.
Huh. That's a good take on that. I actually like that.
Nice.
You should write a blog on that.
Oh, I might. All right, we're going to jump into our next segment, which is going to be our shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts!
This segment is where we take some tidbits from the subreddit Shower Thoughts off of reddit.com, and we talk about them. Austin, did you have some for us?
I came up with two. You know, like a cappella bands? How like they it's just group, yeah. Yeah, a group of just people who make noises for all kinds of songs and they like do the instruments and everything. Do you think there will ever be an a cappella screamo band?
Yes, I've heard it.
There is one?
Yeah. I know, I'm not saying they're an actual band, but I've heard of a guy do screamo a cappella.
Really? Yeah. I was just curious if like that could be a thing. Yeah, for sure. I don't know how they would do it.
Yeah, you would just get people to do the deep sounds and stuff like that, and
somebody to do screaming. And then my other one is, and I wanted to have a little conversation. I wanted to have a little conversation about it. Is it weird to think that you're good at jerking off?
I mean, I think every guy thinks you're pretty good at it.
Does that make you gay?
No.
But maybe you're good at playing with a dick.
Yeah, but it's your dick.
Right, but you could do it to anyone. Like, could you look at somebody like, I'm better at jacking myself off than that guy is?
I don't know.
Like, everybody has a rating. Like, everybody's got to be a little different. Do you ever think you're better at jacking off than someone else?
Like, there's a chance that I could jerk you off and be like, holy shit, it's never felt as good as when I do it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Now, you could say that for, like, when a girl gives you a hand job. Of course, you like that more because it's somebody else. But I'm thinking of it more like from you.
Guys give a lot more hand jobs
than girls. To dicks
than girls do.
Yes.
I've been handling my dick for years.
Right. So you're more comfortable with your hand doing it. But would you like the way I do it to said persons compared to how I do it to myself?
I don't know, because every guy has their own thing that they like, too, when they get it. So, like, what you do, you may think you're a master at what you do because you're into that. But somebody else might think they're really good at it because they like how they do it. But the way they do it, you don't like
at all.
And how you do it, they don't like.
That's going to be my weird flex now. Like, but I bet I'm better jacking off than you are.
I bet I jerk off better than you.
Yeah.
That is a good weird flex.
That's what I'm going to, like, say to people. Pff, fuck. I come so fast when I do it myself.
I bet you suck.
Fucking loser.
I bet you suck at jerking off.
Yeah, when people are like, yeah, when I jerk off, it just takes forever. Like, yeah, it's because you're fucking bad at it, bud.
Or if they just go, well, they can kind of put you in place too. Be like, yeah, I am bad at jerking off because all I ever do is fuck bitches.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Yeah,
but you don't. Shut up, man.
You're making me feel bad.
Yeah, now I feel bad. Now I'm going to go home and jack off.
Now I am going to go jerk off. I'm good at it.
Because I'm so good.
All right. Well, some of the ones that I got from Reddit are, speaking of zombie outbreaks, if there is a zombie outbreak, do you think if we got it under control that they'd make zombie zoos with all the famous people that got turned into zombies?
Well, if we got it under control quick enough, I would assume that it probably wouldn't get any famous people.
I don't know.
For it to outbreak enough to reach famous people?
I'm saying, like, it was a battle. Like, we lost maybe 2/3 of the population.
Oh my god, then we'd never take it over.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, we wouldn't come back from 2/3. Not now.
We overcame the fucking plague.
Yeah, much different time and way less people.
Yeah, but we have way better weapons and stuff now, too.
Sure, we have better weapons, but then you're gonna have people fighting people. Nothing will ever restore the same.
It'll get to some sort of control.
Yeah, dictatorship.
Ex facto, if we did.
Watch The Walking Dead, do you? Watch The Walking Dead to explain this.
Show sucks.
Whatever.
Do you think if one of them captured a famous person that was a zombie, they'd keep him around to show off as a trophy?
I'd cut his head off.
And just keep the head?
Yeah, probably.
Nice.
That'd be my move.
Fire trucks are actually water trucks.
It's not wrong. Should they be painted blue? I've actually seen a blue fire truck before.
Really?
Yeah, there was one in St. Louis one time. It was blue with a yellow stripe. And I was like, huh, that's unusual.
That's different. If flat earthers would walk the earth, I bet they'd come around.
The only thing they have to fear is a sphere itself.
But do you get the thing?
Yeah, that's why. All the way did you get mine?
Yeah, I didn't like yours, though.
Well, I didn't like yours.
All right. What if the reason we don't have payphones and landline phones anymore is so that it's harder to get out of the Matrix?
So, like, we're all in the Matrix right now?
No, we're trapped in the Matrix.
But we still, like, plug our phones into stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I would think that would still be, like, an export.
No, because it's still using cellular.
Yeah, but you plug
none of that hard line. You need that fucking hard line.
I mean, could you use, like, an Ethernet cable?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, what kind of cables were in...
They just use a landline phone. Which is telephone jack. It's not the same as Ethernet.
Hmm.
I need to rewatch The Matrixes. We need to do that.
The Matrix?
Yeah.
I think The Matrix is a plural word in its own.
No, there's just one Matrix. But there's three movie.
Yeah, I know, but when you say...
I'll say, we need to rewatch The Matrix. The Matrix trilogy.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Matrixes just sounds incorrect.
People hate it when they see somebody that's always on their phone, but they also hate it when somebody doesn't answer it.
Well, that's because those are two different situations.
Not necessarily. If I'm always on the phone, I'm always going to answer it. Then if you see somebody that's always on the phone, you're like, God, that's annoying. And you come, they don't answer the phone. You're like, what the fuck? You're always on the phone. And now you're not on the phone. But I'm mad when you are on the phone, but now I need you on the phone and you're not on it.
Yeah, that's situational. It's situational.
Yeah, but it's weird that you're mad at both situations. Either way, you're going to be upset about it. I don't like that they're on the phone.
Well, being a pussy. A movie on the phone. Stop being upset. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. If the fat acceptance people would march for their cause, the problem would fix itself.
They'd have to do a little bit more than march. They might have to do a run.
Do a lot of marching.
Do a lot of marching.
Just a lot of marching.
Stay away from
cause.
Bridges and don't do anything like in a choreographed manner, or else we're going to lose some buildings in the process.
Wow. That's fat shaming, Austin. You should be.
It's actually not fat shaming. That's just frequency. Because in all marching stanzas, whenever they cross bridges.
In what now?
Marching stanzas.
Yeah.
They change the rhythm whenever they go over bridges or into narrow areas. So, like, when you march, it's bum, 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 and everybody's walking in unison. If they go across bridges or into narrow passages, they switch it. So not everybody's walking in the same thing. They change their rhythm.
Why?
Because if you're marching all in the same frequency on bridges and in narrow areas, it can create a frequency in the ground that can disrupt structures. This was found out in World War II, actually, when the Nazis were marching across bridges.
There's a little difference between a massive army marching and a little band.
No, I know. I'm talking about for this, the fat thing.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So don't march in order when you go over bridges and stuff.
Well, normally
collapse.
They don't actually march when they do that, Austin. They just walk.
I know. That's why I said just make sure you don't do it in unison. That's why I was saying that. Bring up this little
I don't think they ever would. They can't keep from fucking eating themselves to death. I don't think they can choreograph their footsteps.
I don't know. They're all slow. They might all just be like in a standard.
They probably all drag their feet.
I wonder if that would do something. I don't know. But yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe they should start a march and then they wouldn't have to march for fat acceptance anymore because they don't lose all their weight.
Or they could just go ahead and march at the same frequency over a bridge and all just fucking die.
Oh,
that could
happen
that too. That could be a cool thing for them.
Either way,
well,
they're taking care of the situations.
Mm. A lot of weight lost when you're dead.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up our segments. Why don't you go ahead and give us your movie idea?
My movie idea is, it kind of goes with what we were talking about, the one a while ago about the kid who can see into the future and
the other guy can see into the past.
So it's kind of like that, but a guy goes to bed every night and he's having a reoccurring dream and he's recognizing this girl in it, but he's never met her before. And when he wakes up, blah, 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 he goes throughout his normal day life, but finally in real life, he sees her and recognizes her. And he's like, that's a fucking girl that is in my dream. Like, they might not actually, like, talk in the dream, but he recognizes her because it's a reoccurring dream that he's having. Turns out, she's having the same dream, and their dreams coexist, but the movie is more of a romantic comedy of him trying to get with her and explain to her that he's not weird for dreaming about her, but she knows it, so she's, like, avoiding him, like, I see this dude in my dream, and it's fucking weird, and now he's following me around trying to go out with me. So, like, a romantic comedy movie about a dude trying to meet his soulmate, who they are connected by sleeping.
Okay. I don't know if I have a twist for this one.
I was just going to call the name of this movie Sleeping Together.
sleeping together.
Yeah.
Might have to change that title.
No, because
it'll be misleading.
They're sleeping in different places, but they're having a coexisting dream together.
I still don't think that's the best working title.
I think it is, because it's definitely going to get, it's going to bring the kitties in the seats. It's going to put asses in the seats.
I don't think so.
You're not going to go see a movie called Sleeping Together? It's a romantic comedy, so it's a rom-com.
Are they going to sleep together?
They might by the end of the movie.
Trying to think. There's got to be some sort of twist. Maybe eventually, once they meet and he's not getting through to her or something, somehow they find a way to control the dream a little bit. And he starts trying to talk to her more in the dream and convince her to go out with him. So then in real life, she'll be like, this guy seems so nice in the dream.
Yeah, you could do something like that. You could do a lot of weird stuff with it, because when they're in the dream state, you could really do anything with the movie, because it's a dream. Anything's possible. You could make weird shit happen. But in the real world, it's real, so it wouldn't go quite as it did in the dream. So he could play out scenarios in the dream and then try and recreate them in real life, and you could see how awful it goes in real life compared to how it did in the dream. Like, in his dream, he could have it where he sees her, at a Starbucks or something. He's and he, runs across the street to go see her. But in real life, when he goes to run across the street, he just gets hit by a taxi or something and rolls over the taxi. He's like, fuck, that didn't work at all. And then it's all ruined from there.
Yeah. Or maybe they do get together.
My goal is for them to get together.
And it doesn't work out or something, or they have to, go apart. And they have these dreams, and they reconnect through the dream. So then in real life, they reconnect and are with each other.
You can do something like that.
Okay. So sleeping together.
Sleeping together.
Nice. All right. Well, that's our movie idea. We're going to go ahead and jump into our final segment, which is going to be our beer review.
I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
As always, our beer reviews are brought to you by Barrel's Tap House and Grill in O'Fallon, Missouri, at the corner of Highway K and Highway N. 109 beers on tap, amazing food, awesome people. They got some new servers in there that will be eager to take care of you. They got an awesome party room. We were there today. They had a nice party going on there. You can see every football game, every hockey game, whatever you want. Just stop by, tell them Inside the Pocket sent you, and they're going to show you a good time. Mm-hmm. What beer are we drinking today?
Today, we're drinking Hoegaarden. It's a Belgian wheat beer.
Yeah.
So it's actually going to be a little bit like Blue Moon.
Okay.
However, this one
actually smells skunky.
Does smell skunky.
It says, I actually cannot tell you what it says because it's all in German.
Yes, the beer is in German. Unfiltered, naturally cloudy is what it says on the third line on the top. So it is a cloudy beer. When you look at the bottle through light, you can definitely see it looks like there's shit in it.
Yeah, it is only a 4.9% alcohol.
It is, and it's actually only an 11.2 fluid ounce bottle.
Yeah, it's got a unique, it's got like...
You know what I'm going to say it kind of looks like at the top? It looks like a butt plug.
Yeah, it does.
A little bit. A little bit like a butt plug.
Butt beer. Butt Oreos, butt beer.
Yeah, but...
Let's try it out. What are your first thoughts?
Definitely doesn't taste like Blue Moon.
No, it does taste weedy, but it doesn't have that citrus flavor that Blue Moon has.
Yeah, it says it's brewed with spices. Wheat and spices.
I can definitely taste the wheat. The whole thing does give you that wheat feel. It's kind of got like a yellowish cream color on it with blue lettering. Like I said, the bottle's really unique.
I guess this company, Anno, is who brews it, and they've been around since 1445.
Nice.
Now, the name's Hoegaarden, and the only reason I know that is because where I actually found this beer was at another bar that I'm not going to mention the name of, but it's relatively close to here, and it's actually spelled Hoegaarden. like the word hoe and the word garden. Nice. But it's pronounced hoe garden.
If you look at the back, they actually have some instructions on how you're properly supposed to drink it.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, you're supposed to freeze a glass, pour 2/3 into the glass, swirl the bottle around, and then pour the rest to a foamy head. Probably to open up some of that carbonation.
Probably.
Because that is a little known fact that a lot of people do. You see people
Didn't
always,
I tell you that fact?
Yeah, you did tell me this fact, but a lot of people always try to pour their beers with like as little foam as they can in there. But what they don't realize is when you do it, all that carbonation is still trapped within the beer, so it can fill you up a lot faster and make you gassy. If you actually pour it in there and allow some foam to form at the top and give it a head.
I give it like a good 2-3 inch foam head. When yeah. I pour about 3/4 of the glass and let the last quarter all be foam. And then once it dies down, I'll pour a little bit more in.
Exactly. And that's how you're supposed to properly do it. And that'll actually allow you to drink more beer because you won't be all full with that carbonation.
Yeah, and I actually learned that from a YouTube video. I was watching a beer tasting, and the guy was showing like how when something's in carbonation, it floats, and when it's not in carbonation, it won't float. And he takes whenever you put a straw in a bottle and it makes the straw come up?
Yeah, yeah.
He opens a brand new beer and puts a straw in it, the straw bounces up, but then he takes the bottle of beer, lightly pours it into a glass so there's no foam, puts a straw in it, bounces up. Then he takes another one and shows I'm not doing anything to the bottle, puts it in, the straw bounces up, but then he just pours it right into the glass and lets it foam up real bad, and he sets that straw in there and it just goes down to the bottom. He's like, there's less gas in there, it's not pushing anything up.
So that's why you should just pour your beers out.
Yeah, you just pour them out straight to the bottom of the glass. Don't do this whole side tilt. That's nice and all, but that's really not how you're supposed to drink it.
Yeah, it's just kind of got its standard Belgian wheat taste. There's really nothing fancy about the beer to me. It's not my favorite flavor, but it's definitely not bad. We've had definitely way worse beers.
Oh, yeah, we've had way worse beers.
What do you think for a rating on this one?
It's making me gassy. It's making me need to burp a lot.
It is a lot. It's got a lot of carbonation.
It does. I guess that's why you're supposed to pour it in a...
Yeah, it's probably a highly carbonated one, which is why they suggest you pouring it out the way you're actually supposed to do it.
Oh, look at this. A delicious and surprising refreshing taste, naturally cloudy and brewed using a unique recipe of wheat, malted barley, and a subtle hint of coriander and an orange peel. So there is actually some citrus in it.
There's a little orange peel, but I don't taste it.
No, I don't either. For a rating, you know... Like I said, I put all my domestics right at 5. I'm going to put this at a 4.8.
I'm right there with you.
Because it's right under what, like, this would be a last resort. Like, if I went somewhere like, we're all out of Bud Light and Coors Light and Bush and
Cool. Which I doubt they're going to have this if they're
yeah,
out of all.
Yeah, well, there actually is maybe a place around here that does. Okay. And that's when I take it. Whenever they're out of the normal beers I get, I'll get this one. So, yeah, I put it right underneath all my domestic. So, yeah, a 4.8 is what I'm thinking for old Hoo Garden here.
Yep. So, if you're into the wheat beers, be sure and check that out. If you're a big fan of it, I bet you'll actually enjoy this beer a lot.
Yeah, if you hate Jewish people, this might be your favorite beer.
Definitely been to a place where they brew this stuff, and they seem like those kind of people.
They do. They definitely
don't. So if you don't
like
want to support people like that, don't buy this beer.
But if you're a big fan of the podcast and you like to try a beer out whenever we talk about it, go ahead and go. I got this one at Schnucks. So they have them at Schnucks.
Yep. And starting hopefully next week, we have worked out a new deal with our awesome sponsor Barrels. And we will be receiving beers straight from their taps every Sunday to review for your guys. So you will be able to go to Barrels and ask for that beer every week, and they will be sure and hook you guys up. We hope you guys like the episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave a rating and a review. Buy some shit from our merch shop so we can improve the podcast. And hopefully next week I will be off my medications and I won't be stumbling and slurring over my words. Love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Yeet!
Inside the pocket of a clown.
is a sad place to hang around. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just watching smiles turn into frowns.